the streets of Galilee, healing the sick and setting the captive free. Do you know who it is? Who is it? Who for sinners shed his blood, now for cleansing all can plunge beneath that flood? Yes, it's Jesus.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1.
Put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, everybody. This is BJ, and I'm here this morning with Pastor Chappelle Johnson from Tomball, Texas. And today, we just want to talk about not giving up, never giving up on yourself, never giving up on your dreams, just never give up. Because it's easy to talk ourselves out of almost anything, especially if we're not sure, if we're afraid of failure, if we're afraid of what others might say if we mess up. And the end result of that vein of thinking is nothing. Nothing happens. We worry too much about what others think or say about us rather than what God says. Sometimes others will be glad to see you fail. So they will give you every possible reason that something won't work for you. And it's so important to search for reasons to move forward by knowing your worth, knowing that you are capable, encouraging yourself, and having perseverance. Perseverance is a must because sometimes things take a long time to accomplish, but just don't give up. A relationship with God is a must because that's where your strength, our strength and guidance come from. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed by life, we just want the bus to stop so that we can get off. But don't sabotage yourself. Don't listen to the enemy saying that you can't. Some people have been beaten down so much from the words, from themselves, words from others, until it's become so hard to get up because we're just beaten down. And you just sort of want to stay there because you think if you get up, you're not going to do anything or be anybody or accomplish anything anyway. And when you've been beaten down so much by life, it just seems easier to stay in that place because you don't have to expect anything from yourself. And sometimes we are our worst enemy. We will beat ourselves to a pulp because of what someone else said. And all we accomplish when we do that is making the enemy smile, because now he can go to work on helping you to remain defeated. I'm going to ask Pastor Chappelle to give me some thoughts on not giving up.
Hello to you, Ms. Barbara, and you and your audience. It's a blessing to be here with you today to discuss this important topic, giving up. It's natural to give up because when difficulties come our way, it's uncomfortable. To give up means simply to stop. To surrender to whatever difficulties you might be facing. So that's a place that we don't want to be. Although it's natural to have that feeling, we want to operate in a place where God wants us to be. Mm-hmm. And that's in an area called perseverance. Through the difficulties that we have to go through. Perseverance is just the opposite of giving up. It's continued effort to achieve something despite difficulties, mm-hmm. despite failures, despite opposition. And that's where God wants us to operate. There's a scripture, Philippians 4:13, and it says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And that's where we want to operate. We want to operate in the will of God, because when we do that, he'll give us every provision that we need to accomplish the purposes that he has for us. And those purposes that we are trying to achieve for his praise and for his glory. So operating in perseverance, operating in the strength of God is where we want to be. Giving up, again, is a human emotion that we all have undergone at some point in our lives.
Absolutely.
We've all felt that, that we want to just give up. You know, it's too hard. It's too difficult. There are too many people who are against me. It's in a place where I don't want to be. It's just making me too uncomfortable. I just don't want to do this. I would rather just do something else, you know. And it's a place where we all have experienced before. But God wants us, when we are on a journey for his name's sake, to understand that he will give us the strength that we need to make it through, to come to an end, to come to the conclusion that, he has for us. You know, when there are some learned things that, we can bring into our lives to help us, you know, in the perseverance side of it, and to eliminate the giving up side of it, we can when we face some difficulties, when we get to some points in life where we really are uncomfortable, and we have this thought that you just don't want to go further, you just want to stop, then you can refocus on why you were doing that in the first place. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we lose the why. Why was it important to us in the first place? Why did we start whatever we started? Why was it important to us? What had we written down? And sometimes it's great to write down why. You know, why is something important to you? Why am I going to put forth the effort? Why am I going to even face the difficulties that I might face? Why am I going to not allow anything that I might face to turn me away from the goal that I have set in mind? And sometimes it's good to go back and reflect on why. You know, say, for instance, I want to start a business because I want to be a help to the community, and to have a location where people, it's convenient for people to go to, and you know, and then you start off on that, and then you get to all the red tape that you have to go through to start the business, and all the finances that you need to start to the business, and you just get overwhelmed with that. But when you reflect back on the why it's important, then you can have a different attitude about going through some of the difficulties that you might face to get to the goal that you have set in mind. When you are going through the giving up portion of it, and you come to that point, not only can you go back and reflect on the why, you can also reflect on the accountability that you have. And when you start out on something and you have a goal in mind, it's a good idea to get an accountability partner, somebody you trust, somebody you can tell your goals and your aspirations to, so that you can have an accountability partner to check in on you every now and then, and to see how you're doing, and to encourage you along the way, and to be somebody who you can bounce ideas off, and you know, this person that you trust, this person hopefully is a godly person, and are looking out for your needs and for the things that will help you accomplish your goals. And you know, that's a beautiful thing to have, is somebody who's on your side, who you know has your back, somebody that you know will encourage you to keep going forward and not drop back. And that's a beautiful thing. But go ahead.
But what happens when you don't have anybody? What happens when you're in an abyss and you can't see the sides, you can't see the bottom, you can't see the top, the darkest hours? How do you get from the darkest hours to raising up to realize that you're worth something when everything and everyone has told you you have no worth, but nobody has told you about your worth in God? How do you get there?
To get there, you have to have a knowledge of who God is. And to have a knowledge of who God is. And there again, when you start something, it's always good to have God on your side. It's always good to be in a relationship with God, because there are benefits in being in relationship with God. And this, if you don't know, right. then if you don't know, then it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult. I just don't see how people can face the difficulties that life throws at us mm-hmm. without having God on their side. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an opportunity for people who are going through some of those difficulties, the ones who are in the abyss. Hopefully they're listening to this radio program. The ones who seem to be hopeless. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they are listening to this radio program. The ones who are in great despair over mm-hmm. The difficulties of life. Hopefully they are listening to this program. By some grace of God, somehow they may have been channeling through the channels and somehow ended up on this radio station. I hope that somehow those people are listening to this radio program mm-hmm. because the benefits in being in a relationship with God as we face this life that we must go through are enormous. They are enormous. And here's a scripture from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and I'll start with verse 29. And it says, "He giveth power to the faint."
Amen.
"And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mm-hmm. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. Be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
This scripture, some of the understanding of it, he will mount up like wings of eagles. Eagles, when they shed their feathers mm-hmm. and they're very vulnerable. And sometimes when they get old and are ready to die, sometimes the old eagles, they're very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And they look up at the young eagles, mm-hmm. the ones who are vibrant, and they have the thought that, you know, this thing is beautiful. You know, I know I can't fly, but seeing them fly gives me strength. Even in my weakness, it gives me strength. And I can see that they are just gliding and soaring on the clouds and in the air. And the eagle, I'm not saying I understand how an eagle thinks, but when we see this scripture, it's telling us in our weakness, God takes us out of that Amen. Weakness, and he gives us wings as eagles mm. to fly and to soar even in our difficulties. And I hope someone is listening to this program to bring them to the fact that a relationship with God is where they need to be Amen. To face the difficulties of life that they have to face. And you can't get around it. This is a tough thing, this thing called life. And Absolutely. You are going to have some difficulties. You're going
Scripture
to have
says.
Some challenges. You're going to have some hills to climb. You're going to have some rivers to cross. You're going to have some valleys to deal with in your life. And to do that, we can't do it in our own strength. We need to understand that in a relationship with God, He gives us everything that we need to meet the challenges. And the wisdom that he places in us to meet those challenges, even to have a mentor, even to have a model. You know, our dad, when I worked with him on the job, he would face some challenges in building the home, and he got to a point where it was very difficult. It was challenging for him to move on past the point where he was. You know, he knew that he needed to do something to get to the next point to continue the construction of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he didn't give up. What he would do, he would back off and he'd go do something else to give his mind an opportunity to come up with a different approach to the problem that he was facing. And in a little bit of time, he would be able to come back to that very spot where he was, having looked at it from afar and gotten a better view of what he needed to do and where he needed to go. And before you knew it, he had accomplished what he needed to accomplish and moved on to the next thing. Sometimes that's what we need
to
do. We just need to get away, give ourselves an opportunity to see the bigger view, give ourselves opportunity to come up with the options that we need to have to move forward in this life, on this journey that we must have for Christ's name's sake.
Amen. And not be sidetracked by the negative opinions of other people.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
That is such a great sabotage. You know, people will come and say, well, I would do it this way if I were you, or it can be done better that this way. Sometimes those are positive things, but you have to consider the source. And, you know, and if people are giving you information that where they want to keep you down, then it's time to run. Because I remember whenever I was trying to get a grant for my organization, so many people told me not to go to a certain foundation to get a grant because they're not going to give you a grant, you're not going to get any money, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But God said to me, he said, go to this place. And I went to that place, and they granted us $100,000. Now, if I had listened to the negative input of other people, my organization never would have gotten off of the ground. And that's just an important thing. Be careful who you listen to when you're trying to climb out of a mess, or if you're trying to move forward. Be careful who you listen to, because as I said before, misery loves company.
Amen.
And God loves us. God didn't just say that off the top of his head. God loves each and every last one of us. And he wants to see us rise up. He wants to see us thrive. He wants to see us have a good life. But he also wants us to give our lives to him so that he can help us get to where he wants us to be.
Amen.
And, you know, and scripture says, I can't remember where it is right now, that in this world we will have trials and tribulations, and we're going to have challenges, we're going to have failures. All of these things go along with life, but it's your attitude toward what's happening in your situation. And those people who feel hopeless and helpless and just so beaten down, you know, you can get up. You might think that you can't, but you can get up
Amen.
From that place.
Amen.
It may be hard. It may be taxing. You may not want to do it, but you can get up. You can move forward with the help of the Almighty God. You know, some people may have the an attitude of, like, why shouldn't I give up? Nothing good is happening to me. If you give up, you lose. Someone might say, well, I'm losing anyway. Just a lot of things that can go through your mind. And the enemy loves it. The enemy loves it when you think that you can't do anything, that you can't accomplish anything. But don't give up. Don't give up. Try hard. And, you know, surround yourself with people who are positive, people who will help you, people who will encourage you and help you to move forward genuinely.
Amen.
You know, not just a show, but genuinely want to help you. And you can accomplish something.
Amen. To the naysayers, I say this, Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
So the naysayers have no power.
No power.
No power.
Unless we give it to them.
Unless we give it to them. The power for success, the power to get through, lies in our relationship with God. And to those listeners who may not know God, I invite you to come to Him, to come to Him, to put your life in His hands, to understand that He loves you more than you could ever know, that He has sacrificed His Son for you to die on the cross, to be buried in a borrowed tomb, to be risen from the dead, and to be at His right hand, interceding for your every need. I invite you, we invite you, to choose God. Not to choose God, because He chose you.
Amen.
He chose you to be a part of the family of faith. So the invitation is out there for you to come to Jesus, to come to God, to be indwelt with the Holy Spirit that will lead you into all truth. And when you do, your life will never be the same. You'll be able to approach the challenges of life, the difficulties of life, through God's eyes. And through God's eyes, He'll show you the path that may have been hidden from you for years. He'll show you the direction where you had no idea where it was. He'll show you the place where you had questions as to where that place is or would be. He'll lead and guide you all the way from this life that we must live, all the way through the difficulties of this life that we must face, all the way through the life that we are living here as foreigners, because this place is not our home. He'll lead you all the way through all that we have said, all the way to a heavenly home and an eternal life with Him.
Amen. Father God, I pray that people, young and old, will recognize the path that they're on. And if that path does not lead to You, Father, I pray that they will turn around and run to You with repentant hearts, asking, what must I do to be saved? Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Chappelle, I would like to thank you very much for being with us today. Your comments were very inspiring, and we just hope that someone is listening, someone will get the message, and the message will indwell in their hearts, and a change will come in their lives.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
My pleasure and my blessing.
It's not going to go to the end. It's going to... God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all He went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us.
Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't